Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name. We honor you. We exalt you. We glorify your name in the name of Jesus. Father, in everything, we pray for grace to trust you more, to trust in your word, to trust in your grace, to trust in your promises, particularly the promises of this year that you are giving us exponential growth in every areas of our lives. Father, bring it to pass. We trust you. We believe you. We believe every of your word. And they will surely come to pass in our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Somebody shout a believing hallelujah. Somebody shout a louder hallelujah. To the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords, to the one who is, to the one who was, and to the one that will be forever and ever, to the one who is the lover of our soul. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Please have your seat. Thank you. You're welcome to church this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. And I know that as we listen to the word of the Lord will speak to us. He will minister to us. And the word will profit us in the name of Jesus. So this morning, I'm going to be speaking to us on the topic that I've called Exponential Growth Explained. Amen. Because sometimes it is in the place of explanation that we often say that the devil is in the details. I think that's one of the things we say. We say the devil is in the detail. But not so much. I think it's always important that we know what we are talking about. And we also know how to respond to it. Because as we often say when we were a little bit younger, that you better call a spade a spade, because a spoon could be a spade as well when it takes food to your mouth. So let's be sure of what we're talking about. So we are trying to explain, and I'm grateful to God for the opportunity to make some of the explanations, because you say, okay, lengthen your cord. So where do I have a cord? Expand your steak and all those things. Then you start to wonder. I also told you that I think I got into trouble with Pastor Ayo, because he said we should stop using big grammar. So I don't think exponential is simple English. In fact, some people even confused me when they heard it, and they said, Pastor, it looks like this is becoming mathematical. And I didn't know if this person knew that mathematics was my weakest point. And when you start talking about mathematics, I should be finding the way out of the room. You know, most of us who are lawyers, the fear of mathematics was the beginning of our wisdom. So exponential growth could be misunderstood. We might not know what it's about, but we want to explain a little bit about it. I want to tell ourselves some of the things we need to understand, especially when we are talking about our year of exponential growth. So I'm going to read the Bible passage. Apologies, it's a little bit tiny, and that's because all the people who do all the editings couldn't do this, because this was a message that was hurriedly put together at 5 a.m. when I know that the person that was supposed to preach today was not going to be in church. So please forgive me. So it says, sing, O barren, thank you. You have not borne. Break forth into singing and cry aloud. You have not labored with child. For more are the children of the desolate. Okay, can we make up our minds? Okay. So am I allowed to continue now? Okay. Single barren, you have not borne. Break forth into singing and cry aloud. You have not labored with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent. Now, those are the problems. So what's the place of your tent? Enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare, lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. For you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. Do not fear. For you will not be ashamed, neither be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame. For you will forget the shame of your youth, and will not remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore. Amen. Thank you for saying that loud. Amen. And then I did mention from last week that this month is our month of divine encounter. And I shared with you the encounter that Abraham had with God. When God told him, when God appeared to him, and the Lord said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family, from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So last week, I did mention some of the characteristics of divine encounter. I said divine encounter often happens in a way that God will be the initiator of it. Using the language I've used repeatedly, God does it suo moto. That is out of his own volition. He chooses to do it. And that reminds me about Psalms 102 verse 13. And that God will arise concerning Zion. So he himself arises on your behalf. So can I speak to somebody this morning that God will arise for you? In every situation when you look up to him, he will arise for you. He will show up for you in the name of Jesus. Because you will not be forsaken, you will not be abandoned in the name of Jesus. So these encounters are usually sought by humans, but are God's, is the prerogative of God to reveal himself. God will reveal himself on your behalf. When you need him most, in the name of Jesus. Supernatural, then they come as supernatural manifestations. Often involve visions, dreams, and the like. And these revelations, they reveal the character of God,
which is
holiness. So if you want to know whether you are having a divine encounter, it cannot be anything that is vulgar, or anything that is evil, or anything that is indecent. It has to be something that is decent, something that is holy, something that has love. You see that when I talk about, you know, I know this guy, when he sees me, Elisha, I don't think you like me, but you know the reason very soon. It has to be things that showcase the power of God. Something that is not conceited. If we have to go back to the Sunday school of today, something that is holy, something that proceeds from God, not something that is profane
or dirty.
Amen. It has to be transformational. You know, bringing a change into somebody's life.
It may
even represent new commissioning. That God commissions you afresh to go and do great things for Him. But most importantly, it will lead to unforgettable experience. God will visit somebody this year. And by the reason of that visitation, you will not forget it for the rest of your life in the name of Jesus. Nature of divine encounter. It could be negative, like I said last Sunday. It could be positive. It could start as something negative, but end up being positive. And I gave you the example of Paul. Paul, when he had the encounter as Saul, he had to go blind. But he had to go blind to be able to see it truly. To see the vision of God. To see where God was sending him. To be able to, you know, he was doing what he was doing in all the integrity of his heart.
He was
zealous, and he thought he was zealous for the Lord.
But he was
unfortunately doing the wrong thing.
So God had
to refocus him. Can I speak to somebody this morning? God indeed will give you a new focus, a new vision, a new understanding, a new direction in every areas of your life in the name of Jesus.
Now,
we've read Isaiah chapter 54. No, I have this confession to make, but because something amazing happened, I have to say, because I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you as a church that Thursday to Saturday, there was pastors' retreat. And all pastors were expected to be there. And when somebody told me, I said, I'm so sorry. Heaven and earth will pass away. Nothing will take me from CLA from 2nd to 13th of January any year. So I said, I will not be there. So I didn't want to tell you, because maybe some people will misinterpret it. Maybe this pastor is a rebel. Maybe he doesn't obey instructions. But this is something we've been doing for 17 years, minimum. So why should I abandon you and go for that? But I'm making the point because when I was speaking with somebody yesterday, one of the pastors that was there, he said, Pastor, we didn't see where you are at the pastor's retreat. I said, I'm sorry. Yo. I made a covenant with the Lord. 2nd to 13th of any January, I will never leave CLA. Anything you are doing, I will not be there. Because these 12 days is my biggest commitment to this church. And I can't negotiate it with anybody. But why I'm saying this is, so I was telling him why I didn't come, what the Lord has been saying to us, and so on and so forth. He said, "Ha, Pastor, at the retreat, they told all of us to open Isaiah 54, 1 to 3. And that all of us should read it at the retreat." I said, "That is what the Lord also has already told us here. And that's what we are running with." He said, "Pastor, if God has given you an assignment, be focused."
Amen.
Amen. And you know, it was too much for me to tell you.
But when
that confirmation even came from the retreat, it further emboldened me to say that God is with us.
Amen.
And I know there are many other people who knew I was not there. But you just have to make up your mind.
I know
what you're doing.
I know that
this race is not a race for the crowd. Is a race for you,
and it's based
on your conviction, and you stand by your conviction.
We come to church.
We pray together.
Corporately.
But whether Pastor Ayo,
say I'm wrong.
If I'm wrong.
Whether there is a conceited worship.
It is not in the corporate.
It is in the individual.
Amen.
Make up your mind
how you want to serve and worship your God and obey Him and do His will this year. I'm never going to be popular. Because I don't need popularity.
I only need God.
And I want to obey Him and do what He wants me to do. And I stand on my conviction.
Anytime.
Amen.
So you have to believe,
Nestla. You have to believe the exponential growth. You firstly have to believe it.
Your brain has to picture it.
Your brain has to accept it first.
So exponential growth requires faith.
Amen.
The Bible says,
and that's why every message we preach, we talk about it. Faith comes by what? By hearing. And hearing the word of God. And start picturing it. Start accepting it. Start seeing it.
Believe it.
2 Chronicles 20:20. He says, believe the Lord.
And you will be what?
You will be established.
And believe His prophet.
And you prosper. Faith is when you embark on a journey
at
God's command without knowing the address.
Abraham.
A man he never knew before. Abraham, leave your family, leave your kindred, leave every place to a place that I will show you, Abba.
What's the postcode? I don't know. Where are you going?
No address.
Are you still set out?
Regardless.
That's faith.
And the Bible tells me in Romans chapter 4 verse 3. It says that.
For the obedience of Abraham,
God reckoned it for him He counted it. He called it
righteousness.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you going to believe all the word of the Lord this year?
Every word
the Lord speaks to you.
Are you going to believe it
this year?
Because it is
when you believe the word of the Lord that you are established.
Amen.
Amen.
Now managing
exponential growth. Apologies again, it's tiny winning. Please forgive me.
Now,
in order to have exponential growth,
there has to be
a mindset change.
Mindset.
Stereotype.
That has to change.
The Bible says in
Luke chapter 2 verse 19.
It talks about Mary.
The Bible says
Mary pondered these things in her heart
after the angel had left.
Imagine.
Little girl.
Virgin.
Knows no man.
Not yet married.
And then one angel
just bumped into your life.
You don't even know his name.
You don't know anything.
You didn't invite this angel.
And this angel just came.
And he said you are going to have a baby.
And all that.
And it's like,
wait a minute.
I can't comprehend this.
This is really not.
It's not traditionally correct.
It is not legally correct.
It is not morally correct.
It is not religiously congruent
with what we know.
So how does this happen?
But Mary pondered these things in her head.
Because, you know,
it could be a shock, isn't it?
It could be a shock.
Because you're just seeing
somebody intruding into your life,
turning your life around,
and no risk assessment,
no nothing is done,
and you are just going to be
having this experience.
How do you cope?
But she accepted it.
And what does this pondering mean?
It means to deeply.
So when pastors tell you
that it's our month of exponential growth,
then you have to ponder it
in your heart.
Reflect deeply
to weigh and consider
what we are talking about.
Treasure it.
Mary treasured
what she had.
You understand the divine,
the divinity behind what we are saying.
Mary was processing extraordinary events
like the angel's announcement
and all that.
Very important.
And what we're talking about
could be a model
for today's believer.
In act of contemplation.
Because I know we are very...
We are very noisy.
We as a people,
we are very noisy.
We're not very reflective.
Please forgive me
about what I want to say.
This is my own mentality.
I mean,
all those dance that
you
people are dancing,
my neighbor,
you are kicking yourself.
I don't normally believe in it.
I mean,
you can just worship your God without...
My neighbor,
look at me.
But I mean,
please, just
leave me out of those things.
I just want to worship God.
Don't disturb me.
Don't harass me.
And choir,
I've often said this.
Please,
even if people are not responding,
ignore them.
And sing your song.
Don't harass them.
Praise the Lord.
I mean, this is me.
Another pastor can come and say something else, but
these are just my persuasion.
Let people worship God
the way they want.
The day God will show them pepper,
then they will know.
But don't pepper them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, you want to know how God shows people pepper. When I became a Christian, I didn't believe in praying in tongues. I thought they were lying.
Hello?
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 Hello? I thought it was a lie. How can somebody be saying shoko? This thing is just a lie. It doesn't exist. That was my thinking. Because, you know, being a very critical person, very critical, even it took God to deceive me to be born again. Because he knew if he told me he went through the correct ways and everything, I will not agree. So I was tricked into a hall where they were having conference. And I entered the place and I heard the word of God and gave my life. So what happened? So when God wanted to teach me the lesson, so they were doing Holy Spirit baptism and laying of hand. So one little boy stretched forth his hand. Little boy, he stretched forth his hand. And that's how I fell to the ground. I was speaking in tongues for 3 hours.
Everybody
left.
They went to eat.
and they left
me there.
And I was still praying in tongues.
Me that did not believe
that it existed. So leave people alone. Let them, the day they worship God, we will lock this place and leave them behind.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So let's
do some other things.
So exponential
growth and mindset change.
And I thought
it's important to talk about this.
Now to embrace
exponential growth, you must increase the capacity of your mind to accept the change.
The capacity
of your mind
to accept
the change.
Praise the Lord. If your mind
does not accept that change,
if you are not part
of that change process in your heart,
you aren't going nowhere. If you continue
to do things the way you were doing before, you are limiting yourself in your thinking. You are not thinking
about exponential growth.
The mind is important.
The Bible says
the way a man thinks,
that's how
his heart is.
You stop
seeing little things.
Minding little things. Everything matters.
Everything does not matter
in life.
There are some things that you should put attention into.
It's
not every battle you must fight.
Are you with me?
There are some battles that are needless. But you know, there's one of these things that I
thank God
my wife is not here. You know what it means for anybody to ever marry me. You know that person has to be.
When she asks
me question, I'll say,
so Foy,
that your question is a redundant question.
so when I also ask
her questions sometimes, I say that your question is also redundant.
So there are some
redundant battles that we don't have to fight.
There are some things
people say you don't have to respond to.
They are needless.
Just like I said earlier on. It's pointless.
So in the way you think.
You have to be thinking now.
As somebody who is going somewhere.
As somebody who is on a journey of exponential growth.
The children of Israel
They resisted the change.
God was
taking them to the promised land, but they were busy thinking about the slick, about the cucumber, about the onions, about all those things, and they could not focus on the big things.
Because their mindset
was still cucumbered
and
onioned.
Are you still with me?
So when they were asked to go and spy the land,
they were still thinking
onion, and they could not think of anything big.
So that was why
they saw giants in the place, and they said, we only knew about onions. We only knew about cucumbers. We only knew about slick. We don't know about big fruit that we saw there. So we are not able,
because our mindset is conditioned to onions and garlics.
May God heal some people.
Are you listening to me?
I said, may God heal some people
of grasshopper mentality.
He said, when we saw them,
we look like grasshopper in our own eyes.
Hallelujah.
Is somebody still in church?
May you not be inflicted
and afflicted
with grasshopper mentality.
In the name of Jesus.
Because their brain was too full of cucumber. Their brain was too full of onions, and they could not think straight.
Start to think.
I love that message Bible that says increase is coming.
Are you still in church?
It says increase is coming.
Are you prepared
to manage the increase?
Is your mindset ready
to accommodate the increase? Listen to what God told him.
Abraham.
He said, I will bless you and I will make you a blessing. Can you connect the dot?
Many of you,
God wants to bless you, but he knows you will not be a blessing.
Is anybody still in church?
The equation must be balanced. You must be a blessing, be blessed to be a blessing.
Meaning that I am blessing you
so that you can be a blessing to others. But you say, no, when God blesses me, it is me and I and myself alone.
Then you are not ready
to be blessed.
Amen.
Amen.
Many of them
died like grasshopper
in the wilderness.
They perished. Because they saw themselves
standing against
those people.
They saw them as giants
and they saw themselves as grasshoppers.
So they were devoured.
The mindset of a man.
Who is pursuing exponential growth.
Look at the life of Mary.
Look at the life of Mary.
I told you Mary had to ponder. Mary had to reflect. Mary had to think. Mary had to position herself.
And
very quickly, the book of John chapter 2.
To know whether
Mary's mindset had changed, my acid test came in John chapter 2.
Number one,
she had become so important that she was invited to that marriage.
Amen.
And secondly,
she found relevance
because when the wine finished,
I don't
I don't know
how she was related to the people having the wedding, but it became her call to provide solution.
Are you with me?
Are you with me?
It became her call.
It became her priority.
It became her concern.
To be a woman of significance.
And he told the son,
their wine is finished.
Can you see
a person
with a changed mentality?
And he said, their wine is finished.
And then the son said,
Woman,
it's not yet my time.
I don't care if it's your time.
I don't care if it's not your time.
All I know is
they need wine.
Guys,
whatever I tell you,
do it.
Oh my God.
Here was a woman now
who was not taking no
for an answer again.
Somebody is entering
that realm.
That your boss will tell you,
not when you are misbehaving.
I have to protect
those of us who pay salaries.
not when you are misbehaving,
your boss tells you something,
you say, oh, sir,
I think I have a better opinion.
Our opinion
will be respected.
Because you are speaking
from a place of depth.
You are speaking from a place of knowledge.
You are speaking from a place of wisdom that God has given to you.
Hallelujah.
And they listened to
the servants went to,
you know, I don't know if so many people have the analytical strength like I normally do.
Imagine asking,
I'm sure Paul will reckon with me because I think he has that kind of brain as well. Somebody is asking you to pour water into a pot in a party,
right?
Right?
And then you say,
go and take a cup,
give it to the chairman
to drink.
I mean, what a risk!
are we joking here?
But God,
through His Son,
performed that miracle.
But that miracle came
from a woman
who has started seeing
the hand of God.
Who has started seeing
the finger of God
in the life of that boy.
I speak unto somebody
today.
You start to see
the finger of God.
You start to experience
the power of God.
In simple things.
And in big things.
In your life.
In the name of Jesus.
If you want to experience
exponential growth, you cannot remain preoccupied with your past failures.
I always tell people,
You have failed before.
But you are not a failure.
No,
you are not in church.
I said you have failed before.
But you are not a failure.
You have messed up before,
but you are not a mess.
You are a messenger.
I tell people,
I think God did it intentionally to humble me.
Because I thought
I was very brilliant when I was young. You know, everybody used to parade our family that we are very brilliant and so on and so forth. And I think it got into my head.
I've said it in this church
and I'm still throwing it open.
If your school certificate result
was worse than mine, If your school certificate, if you know in Nigeria, there's something called school certificate. When you went to secondary school, you get a result, WAEC, or something. Now they say it's NECO. I don't even know which one again. But whatever you did English, maths, chemistry, biology, all those subjects. So if you did 9 subjects like me, and your result was worse than mine, I'll give you £1,000. If you scored 4 F9
and
4 passes
and one
miserable C6 in economics,
like I did
from my secondary school, come and take £1,000. Because I know there's no way you could have that bad result and be in Oxford. I don't know how you could have such a bad result and still be in Oxford. So my £1,000 is waiting any day for anybody with worse results.
Yeah, you know,
most people you meet in life, they tell you they have good results. Mine was very bad. In fact, it was so bad that it is competitively bad.
But God brought me
from that level of failure to somebody who did that GC again and have 5 A's.
Law.
Masters in law.
Best graduating student.
Masters in industrial and labor relations. Masters in public administration. 3 masters. Finishing 2nd PhD.
From that result.
So if you failed before,
welcome to the club.
But it's not your story.
It's not your destination.
It's not your finality.
God is turning you around.
That's why the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 43, 18 to 19, he said, "Do not remember the things of old."
He said, I will do a new thing.
He says it will spring forth.
Hey!
It says it will spring forth.
In the name of Jesus.
He said, will you not see it? Will you not know it?
He says he will make a way in your wilderness.
And water
in your desert.
If you have failed before,
don't let it stop you.
If you have not succeeded before,
don't let it punctuate your journey.
Don't let it calibrate
your ambition.
Keep moving.
Keep pushing.
Keep extending
the barriers.
God is with you.
How many times did Isaac dig the well?
He will dig one,
they will close it.
He will dig another, they will close it.
He will dig another, they will close it.
But he kept digging.
He kept digging.
He did not give up.
They said, quitters don't win.
And winners don't quit.
Don't quit.
Success is coming.
Increase is coming.
Because sometimes you say, that's what was said last year. We didn't see anything,
but you will see something.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let me rush through this
so, because my time is up.
Exponential growth
must be handled
with strategic and operational mindset.
Exponential growth
means you will start or handle bigger things. And you must understand the importance of doing some things that are strategic.
I always always tell people, please write it down. Don't solve permanent problem. Temporary problem with permanent solution.
Did you hear me?
Don't solve temporary problem with permanent solution.
Is
proportionate
to
what you are trying to do,
and you will regret
it.
Esau was hungry.
And he told the brother,
I want to eat.
And the brother said, give me your birthright.
I need your birthright.
And the guy said, what's birthright to me? Ooh, me that I'm just hungry now.
Don't use
permanent solution to solve, temporary problems.
Growth requires enlarged capacity. You need to increase your capacity to accept
the exponential growth.
There is something
called capacity. That is what is in you to be able to do something.
The skills you have
to be able to do something.
And the Bible tells us,
it says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above what you may ask or think, according to the power that works in you, according to the level of your faith, according to the skill you have, according to the capacity you have.
Growth
requires better management of time and resources. I said it yesterday when we met here.
There is no way.
Your 24 hours will increase.
Are you with me?
Your 24 hours will never increase.
I don't think.
What's the name of that man that said, "Wait for me, son, in Ajalon, because I still have the battle to fight"?
Joshua.
But I don't think there has been any other Joshua after him.
So your time
will never 0 minutes. I know. I was so random. Thank you. I'm sure you hesitated so much before you even brought it. But never mind. You're doing your job.
Amen.
Hello.
Your time will not increase.
Just like my time has finished now.
Amen.
But you must learn how to use time wisely.
I always tell people.
Be careful how you use time.
Somebody calls you
and is on phone with you for 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 50 minutes,
1 hour.
1 hour.
Discussing what?
Gutter is dirty.
Before uncle.
No relevance.
Some of my staff,
they tell me, they say, "Sir, you know, when we are coming to you, we prepare. We know what we want to say to you.
We know how to present it.
Because we know, if you give us 2 minutes, it's 2 minutes.
So you have to start
getting disciplined about the use of your time so that you can use your time. The Bible says, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Don't allow people, you know. I still remember those things that I used to put on my door when I was in the university. And it used to say, if you have nothing doing, don't do it here. it was on my door when I was in the university. If you have nothing doing, don't do it here. So people didn't used to come to my room anyhow. You want to, even as a university student, you wanted to see me, you book appointment. I'm serious.
You book appointment,
you tell me why you are coming. Sometimes I invite people to come and eat with me.
And I'll cook.
And we'll eat. So that day I know you are coming to eat. And we'll eat with Jesus, we talk. But outside of that, you tell me why you are coming. And I know how much time I'll devote to you. You have to be disciplined with your life. Amen.
Let me end now.
Where am I?
A Exponential.
Exponential growth requires order. You must know how to. It goes with the one I've just said. You must put an order to your life. Your life cannot just be lived anyhow. Your life must be orderly. If you are doing anything, there must be a reason you are doing it.
Am I right? As they say,
anything that can be used anyhow is subject to abuse.
The Bible says,
let everything, 1 Corinthians 14:40, say, let everything be done decently and in order.
Exponential
growth will require you to be focused on results.
Results
oriented.
Elisha
said,
I want
double portion of your spirit. And he says, if you see me, you get it. Focus is critical.
An exponential
growth will also expose you to risks,
to
criticisms,
to
all sorts of things, but you must know how to manage them.
Are you with me?
You must know how to manage them.
If nobody
is complaining about what you do right, then you are probably not doing it right.
Know how to manage
criticisms.
Born mad.
That's why I say Elisha. Born man. Bald-headed man. Bald-headed man. We are bald-headed now, so what's the big deal? 42 children had to be eaten by she-bear.
Because
he was called bald-headed.
Of course, it was
demonstration of the anointing. But I pray my anointing will not work like that in Jesus' name. That 42 children will be eaten by animal.
So learn how to
manage criticism. Learn how to accept them.
Because they will come. Amen. Finally.
To experience exponential growth,
prayer is still required.
And that's why I'm closing.
God has promised this.
But he said the house of Israel will still inquire of me.
We inquire of the Lord.
When we pray, we inquire of the Lord.
We say,
Lord, what shall I do?
David, in the book of
1 Kings chapter 30,
when the wife has been taking
the children and everything, and he wanted to see whether he should pursue, he asked the Lord, should I pursue?
And God said, pursue.
Will I recover? The Lord said, you will recover.
When you ask him,
He answers you.
And that happens at the place of prayer.
So God has promised us exponential growth.
God has spoken to us
in Isaiah chapter 54, but it will happen
only when you still inquire
of the Lord.
I've told you, do this.
We will tell you do one thing or another, but are you going to spend time to ask from the Lord? If you should do it this way. Oh, yes, we've told you. Pastor has said, expand to the right and expand to the left. Somebody like me could be very mischievous.
Hello, church.
My time is finished. My time is finished. But let me tell you, part of the expansion I was thinking about, but God saved my wife. I didn't carry it out. Because, you see, we don't have a lot of space in our wardrobe. And we keep our clothes. We don't have enough space. So I wanted to quote the Bible. I will expand to the right and to the left. So I wanted to take away her clothes.
In obedience to scripture.
Because I'm expanding to the right.
And expanding to the left, And my descendants is inheriting the land.
Can you see the interpretation of scripture?
Huh?
That's dangerous. So please, be careful how you expand to the right.
And how you expand
to the left.
Because you might get
into trouble.
So before
you start expanding illegally,
inquire
of the Lord.
I mean,
I've said it jokingly.
But to be honest,
I wanted to do it, but I had to caution myself.
Amen.
Because if she too decides to extend
to the right
and to the left and pushes me out.
I know
all of you will say I'm on my own.
Amen.
No, nobody will support me. I know that. I tell her, I said, you know, I have to be careful. Everybody in that church thinks I'm a troublemaker and that you are too gentle. So I better just continue to behave myself. So even if you are wrong, I make sure I don't do anything. Because people will say you are the one who did the wrong thing. And you know those who are quiet are dangerous. Anyway, I didn't say anything. Okay, Father, we are grateful. We thank you for your word. We appreciate you for the lessons. We thank you for the practicality of your word. We honor you. We adore you in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that as this is our year of explanation of exponential growth, help us, Lord, to do all the right things so that our exponential growth will be delivered in the name of Jesus. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah.